You know, every now and then, a story crosses my desk that reminds me the airline world is about more than just routes and fuel prices. I'm Tower, and this is ATI on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about an airline that quietly changed the way hundreds of millions of people fly, and they're still at it, EVA Air. If that name doesn't ring a bell, stick with me because what this Taiwanese carrier did 3 decades ago reshaped cabin design industry-wide. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what you need to know. Back in 1992, EVA Air introduced something called Evergreen Deluxe Class. At the time, you had 2 choices when you bought a ticket. Economy or business, that was it. Maybe first class on certain routes. EVA looked at that and said, there's a massive gap here. There are travelers who want more room, better food, a little dignity, but they're not ready to pay business class fares. So they created a cabin class that sat right in between. The industry watched, and then the industry copied. Today, nearly every major long-haul carrier on the planet offers some version of premium economy. Delta, United, American, British Airways, Lufthansa, Singapore Airlines, the list goes on. That whole category exists because EVA Air invented it. Now, what caught my attention in the latest reporting from Simple Flying is that EVA isn't resting on that legacy. They continue to push their onboard product across every cabin. We're talking about their Royal Laurel class, which is their long-haul business class. Private suites, lie-flat seats on their Boeing 777-300ER fleet. These suites have doors, actual doors. You close them, and you're in your own compartment at 40,000 feet. But here's the thing, and this is what separates a genuinely good airline from one that just spends money on first class and ignores everyone else. EVA puts serious effort into economy too. Their standard economy seats on long-haul routes come with personal screens, decent meal service, and legroom that doesn't leave you wishing you'd driven instead. Their premium economy product, the one they pioneered, offers about 38 inches of pitch with wider seats, priority boarding, and an upgraded meal service that honestly rivals what some carriers serve in domestic first class here in the States. Now, for those of you flying general aviation, you might be thinking, Tower, why do I care about airline cabin classes? Fair question. Here's why this matters to the broader aviation picture. First, airline innovation drives passenger expectations, and passenger expectations drive airport infrastructure. When premium economy took off as a category, airports had to rethink lounge access tiers, boarding procedures, and gate configurations. If you're flying into a Class Bravo and you've noticed changes in terminal layouts or FBO positioning relative to commercial operations over the years, a lot of that traces back to how airlines segment their customers. Second, EVA Air is a SkyTeam Alliance member, which means their innovations tend to ripple across partner carriers. When one airline in an alliance raises the bar, the others feel pressure to match. That competitive cycle is part of what's driven the massive improvement in long-haul flying over the last decade. If you've flown commercial internationally recently and thought, hey, this is actually pretty nice, that pressure is partly why. Third, and this is the big picture aviation economics angle, premium economy has become one of the most profitable cabin segments in the industry. Airlines make significantly higher margins on those seats compared to standard economy, and the demand keeps climbing. That revenue stream helps airlines justify new aircraft orders, more Boeing 787s, more Airbus A350 XWBs, more fuel-efficient, long-range wide-bodies entering service. That means more routes, more frequencies, and a healthier global aviation ecosystem overall. EVA Air specifically operates a relatively young fleet. They've been taking delivery of Boeing 787-9 Dreamliners in recent years, and their 777-300ERs are fitted with some of the most competitive interiors on Trans-Pacific routes. They fly nonstop from Taipei to cities across North America, Europe, and Asia. Their safety record is excellent. They've earned top ratings from both Skytrax and airline ratings for years running. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. It's not just that EVA Air has nice seats, it's that they identified a market gap 34 years ago, created an entirely new product category that the rest of the world adopted, and they're still iterating, still pushing. Their latest cabin refreshes include improved lighting systems designed around circadian rhythms for long-haul flights, noise reduction engineering in the cabin walls, and a catering program that rotates menus by season and route. For anyone planning Trans-Pacific travel, EVA is worth a serious look. And for the rest of us, it's a good reminder that innovation in aviation doesn't always come from the biggest carrier or the loudest marketing department. Sometimes it comes from an airline in Taipei that just quietly builds a better product and lets the results speak that story via simple flying. I'm Tower. Catch more at RadioHanger.com, and we'll see you next time on ATEEZ.